I'm feeling good this morning. I've got my small African slave working away tirelessly to bring you the best in kooky news. Small not because he's young, but because the malnutrition has taken its toll. But don't worry, because I always make sure his water bowl's full of oxygen. This is the Drudge Report for the 15th of May 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I've got nothing against gay people, but what's the deal with double penetration? Seven people were caught trespassing at the Quabbin Reservoir in Boston. State police say the five men and two women are from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia and Singapore, and cited their education and career interests as interesting, among them chemical engineers. Although police state that there was no evidence that the seven were committing any crime beyond trespassing. I say they all should be trialed for murder and sodomy. Did I vaguely recollect one of them being a towelhead? I'm sorry, sir, but 20 years jail sounds about right for someone of your description. If your skin was any darker, I would most likely have to deport you to Mexico. A Seattle man recently flew his drone just a few feet away from a family's home and defended his right to do so because he was flying it in the air and thus not trespassing. He also claimed it was for research. Yeah, like when I gangbanged that Asian teenager with 15 of my best friends. I wasn't doing it because of the broken marriage or the inherent gang rape culture linked to areas of high unemployment. I was doing it to research how much a girl could cry for the next 2 hours. I probably should treat my little sister a bit better. In this year's great scandal, the Department of Justice seized Associated Press phone records without notifying journalists or their editors. And despite all this, Obama and his Attorney General claim complete ignorance. On top of all the madness, it took the FBI fully 18 days to arrive in Benghazi after the terror attack on a US diplomatic outpost there. Furthermore, Holder is catching flack for not acting on tips from foreign governments about one of the accused Boston bombers. Oh, and to top it off, Holder won't commit to criminal penalties for IRS agents who targeted conservative groups for extra scrutiny and intrusive inquisitions. Well, you know, not that it really matters, because Holder says that he's only 99% certain that the Deputy Attorney General was acting on his behalf in regards to the phone hacking. The most you can really do is laugh. If the reality hasn't quite smacked you across the head, then that's okay, because thankfully America makes up with an abundance of cheap, mind-altering drugs. What can't be fixed can be prescribed. After 4 years of complete misery and heightened deterioration, Mayor Dave Bing of Detroit has decided enough is enough and is going to call quits once his term ends in December. Bing said Tuesday, "Our citizens need the city council to help move the city forward, not become a stumbling block to progress." Well, dickhead, have you considered that maybe this particular approach of the past 40 years hasn't quite worked out for your little city? I could be wrong, but isn't doing the same thing over and over again while expecting a different result, in fact, the very definition of insanity? Not that you care to know. Government can't be the solution when it's the cause of all our mess. With the growing scrutiny over the so-called thug tactics of the IRS, it's been discovered that Democratic senators went as far as to push for the search of conservative, evangelical and pro-Israel non-profits. In fact, IRS federal employees were given $42,000 in bonuses between 2009 and 2011. The IRS asked for members' Facebook posts, what books they read, donor rolls, you name it. They ask for everything. Here, take my dignity as well. Oh wait, I left that at the teenage brothel earlier today. 11 years of age still technically makes you a teenager. The government simply is too big for President Obama to keep track of all the wrongdoing taking place on his watch, his former senior advisor David Axelrod told MSNBC. Now you know how I feel. The US Navy is putting underwater drones through wartime-style drills as part of international mine-clearing exercises in the Persian Gulf following similar manoeuvres by Iran. Things are becoming eerily similar to Skynet. As long as my co-protagonist is a hot broad from the 1991 movie, I'm okay with any potential amputations. The X-47B is the first drone designed to take off and land on an aircraft carrier, meaning the US military would not need permission from other countries to use their bases. Since when did the US ever need the permission of others to do anything? Aside from lie, obviously. Apparently it's okay to cover up your lies, as long as the lie itself is mentioned 6 months later in a tribunal that bears zero accountability nor significance. Gotta love democracy. The sun has unleashed four potent solar flares over the past few days, according to NASA. One of the flares on Sunday was the strongest solar eruption this year and created a solar radiation storm on Wednesday. I'm sure this relates somehow to your terrestrial existence as a living organism on a planet of possibly 8.7 million different species. Or maybe I'm trying to appeal to the 100 trillion bacteria living within your body. Who cares? A lifetime of Call of Duty it is for you. The arrest of a US diplomat accused of being a CIA spy was linked to the Boston bombings, sources revealed today. Russian security officials reported on Tuesday that they had briefly detained Ryan Fogel in Moscow for allegedly trying to recruit a Russian intelligence officer, an FSB agent who specialized in Islamic extremism in Russia. Because if there's anything possibly worse than masturbating in public, it's getting caught for doing it. You play the game, you suffer the shame. Although with a surname like Fogel, I'm surprised he even made it this far in life. Teen suicides are sexy. Amazon have now launched their own currency, the Amazon Coin, which is the equivalent to one US penny. The money can be used to buy apps and games for Amazon devices, and coins can be bought in batches of 1,000, and Kindle users have been given 500 coins for free. Virtual currencies seem like the new trend nowadays. Who needs real hard assets when you can use imitation paper? In fact, it's almost like all the money we use nowadays is just some sort of one and zero on a piece of paper. It's going to be hilarious when the global financial Ponzi scheme eventually collapses. Good luck surviving on paper. You would have saved a lot more money if you just bought a stack of A4s. The Department of Homeland Security appears to have shut down the ability to use Dwolla, a mobile payment service, to withdraw and deposit money into Mt. Gox, a Bitcoin trading platform. Like every single national racket, the government needs your undivided power, and it seems that Bitcoins are taking that away from them. Who needs justice when you've got the world's largest military? They'll tell you it's the same thing. Too bad bullets don't discriminate against logic. Lastly, a positive news story for the listener pinged off their head on cocaine. The state of Michigan expects to reap $483 million in additional tax revenue this year, an unexpected increase being attributed to higher-than-expected income tax receipts. I guess that's more money to blow on cheap Chinese crap for when the real crisis comes. Most of the revenue came from individuals who sold stock in a rush because they thought the capital gains and dividends tax rates would be increased during the federal fiscal cliff negotiations in December. So really, this is all temporary, and the people are actually poorer for the effort. LOL. This has been the Drudge Report for the 15th of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I experience a severe pain in my kidneys every day. That's why I take 9 different prescription drugs. Because I'm an idiot. Forget about me.